Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I was let go from my memorabilia job today. Short-lived. We did one live stream on Saturday, and we sold no memorabilia the entire time.
Let's go. Give it up for Fred. Everybody who's listening right now, I want you in your car to clap it up for Fred, who did an entire 63-minute show.
I talked for 63 minutes straight.
And how much did y'all sell? Give me a number. Be for real.
I just said we didn't sell a single thing.
So like one, like not a lot?
What part of we didn't sell a single thing did you not pick up on? Not one thing.
Zero.
Dude, we were given
clap
away,
it up in your car right now.
We were even given $50 off.
Wow.
Nothing.
People were like, we're good.
We had 100 people on that stream.
And they all listened to you and didn't want any part of it.
Wanted no part of it. And I thought I was convincing enough to get them to buy.
I need a new tip. My earbud tip is...
Yeah.
It just fell off.
Just look, the tip? That's all you need?
No, literally, look.
Wow.
There's no more cushion. Well, my birthday's on Friday. Though. Anybody
nothing
listening
else.
Wants to give me some new...
Hate when that happens.
Some sure...
Just go get you some $10 ones like
dude,
I do.
Come on.
You know what? I'll get you some $10 Sonys. I'll get you some $10 Sonys.
You keep them.
No, I'll give them to you. It's your birthday on Friday.
These were $120.
Okay, well, you can hold on to these $10 ones until you get some nice ones.
We'll crowdfund.
Have a little
this
backup.
Is disgusting. I can't do it. Look,
I may not be the right one to crowdsource because obviously I can't sell memorabilia, so I don't know if I can get you any money for some new headphones. What a day. But we tried. I mean, hey, I wanted people to buy this memorabilia, but maybe it's an indication of the economy. That's what I'm going with.
The recession indicator.
That's it. You know what? That's a good call by you. This has less to do with Fred and more about the economy. The tariffs are hitting people in the pockets, okay? And
because oh, dude.
Someone said they would have bought. Someone just texted that in.
They would have bought? Go to sportsmarketsusa.com and tell them, hey, I'm buying this in honor of Fred Davis.
Just giving out more free advertisement, huh?
I mean, they did advertise. That was who I did the read for.
I know.
So, I mean, I wouldn't call it free. I mean, they've done a couple. I just never did any live reads for them. Maybe that was the problem.
Wow, you sound really crispy now.
Maybe that was the problem. It's amazing. No wonder you were half checked out of that last segment.
I'm always
nothing like
in.
Watching you stare into your phone as I try to talk to you, and you're just
trying
totally
to get PFF
unplugged.
Numbers for you, bro. To make you mad. You gonna play your audio? It's long. It's your time. It's your time to play it.
This was Jadeveon Clowney after the game on Sunday night.
Hey, real quick. Was this about what you expected to be, or just, you know?
Yeah, I guess. We're going to win them games, though. It's still excitement to be down here in Dallas. Prime time is crazy here, so yeah. That's what I expected.
Have you ever been involved in a tie before?
I don't think so. I can't remember. I've been there so many years, I can't even remember. Like that with no prime time. Hell no, never.
How'd you feel you did today, having, you know, getting back into it?
It was rough. You know, you want to make plays. You just want to make plays for your team and be in position and trying to get the field for it and get back into the groove. That was my first game since last season, so it only going to get better from here, so that's how I think.
Look, pass rush-wise, it felt like this was the closest I've seen this team in the last 4 or 5 weeks. You're no stranger to this, all right? What can you bring from a pass rushing standpoint, whether it's on the field or just talking to guys on the practice field or in the meeting room?
Just what I know about how to get to the pad, rush, some moves I learned, and just being on the same page with the guys out there, so we'll be on a rush plan together and just trying to execute it on a high level. And today we did a little better than we did, but we still have some plays out there we want to do better. So we got a lot of work to do.
You encouraged?
Yeah, I am. I'm like I said, this is my first week. I know I'm going to get better from here. And all I got to do is keep working. And it's going to work out for me. It always have. And I feel like it's going to continue to do that.
Devion, appreciate you.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Thank you.
Shout out to our boy Jadeveon Clowney, who was putting on his bling while we were talking.
How big was the chain?
It's pretty good size. He had a pendant, but it was his kid's. He had JC on one side, blinged out, gold, diamonds, what have you. And then he had JC on one side, and then on the other side, it was a picture of him and his kids.
What did you learn from that interview? What did you learn about Jadeveon Clowney or about the game that you wouldn't have other got if you didn't get that audio?
Jadeveon's a lot more locked in than I thought he was going to be. Okay? Here's the thing. I remember interviewing Jadeveon Clowney when he was early on in his NFL career. Now, granted, he's been in the league now, what, 19?
Did he recognize you?
He did not, but yeah. He did.
We'll just say he did. We'll just lie.
Well, let's put it this way. I did say, hey, look, because he had already shot down Jacine Anderson.
Uh-oh.
Okay? And he was like, I ain't doing an interview. I said, come on, bro. I know. I talked to you in Houston. Aye, man.
That was get in here, white boy.
Come on,
you are white boy.
Come on, Cooper Flag. Let's go. But no, I was.
Someone said, "Why does it sound like there's a big air hockey match going on in the background?" That's all Cowboys audio. Just with the locker room. That's just what it sounds.
That's
like.
That's just it, man. I mean,
there's a lot of things going on.
There's a lot going on. I mean, that locker room is hype. No matter whether it's the win or lose.
Yeah.
You know, there's. I mean, guys are you know, and I will say this. And you and I talked about this going in. You never know. I mean, a win, everybody's talking. Okay? A win, everybody. They don't care what the deal is. People are talking. A loss, pick and choose. Mm-hmm. All right? Now everybody's going to, you know, you got your usual suspects. I mean that in a good way, of people that'll talk. A tie, especially when you've given up 40 points. Surprisingly enough, every defender was willing to talk.
Wow.
They really were. Now, this is Dante Fowler.
Fowler.
Now, by the way, okay, and maybe you could appreciate this. Trying to, because look, here's the thing. I would just want to paint this picture for the folks at home. Okay. It's easy enough when you watch the game to say afterwards, wow, that defense sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a little bit different when you have to carefully word that to the guys who just weren't very good.
Who were a part of the defense.
Who were a part of the defense sucking, okay? And you can't just say, wow, you guys suck today.
That's,
what happened?
That's what every fan
That's what fans
say.
Are saying in the car.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying to your boys. That's what you're tweeting out and texting in the group chat.
Yep.
But you can't go up to Jadeveon Clowney or Dante Fowler or, you know, hey, man, you weren't really good tonight. Tell us why.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know,
your thoughts?
When I was out in East Texas, we covered a football team that just went winless one season, and I would always start off the interview with another tough outing, and I think that's the way you have to word it, is you just have to very carefully, exactly what you were saying, tiptoe around, just being like, so that was terrible.
When, by the way, this is the first time I've talked to Dante Fowler. I don't think anybody's talked to Dante Fowler yet this year. Okay? At least nobody from the fan. All right? Not that there's really been a reason to talk to him. Yeah. Right? Other than, hey, you've been doing this a while. You were the guy that was supposed to come in. Here's me tiptoeing around Dante Fowler.
All right, how you feeling?
I feel good, man. I can't complain. I just wish we would have ended with a victory, but other than that, I can't complain. I'm glad my teammates finished healthy.
Worst seat.
Look, you're used to getting to the quarterback. All right. What's holding this team back right now from getting the quarterback? I felt like today was probably the best we've seen from the pass rush, but it just feels like we're still not over that hump yet.
Right. I would just say ultimate belief and just believing in your rushes. I feel like we got a group of guys who can rush the quarterback and get to the quarterback. I just feel like we just don't believe that we can right now. We're just looking for guys and looking for somebody to save the day, but we got to be a man and own up to what we have going on and just look ourselves in the mirror and decide, like, no, I'm going to be the one to make the play. I'm going to be the one to go and get the quarterback down. I just feel like guys are waiting because we're used to, you know what I mean, Micah coming and making the plays, but he's not here no more. Yeah. So now we're just, like, looking around for that guy to come and save the day, but there is no guy here to save the day anymore. If we're going to go and get it done, it has to be but with us.
Is this the hardest stretch you've ever had in your career as far as getting the passer?
I wouldn't say that. I would say this is definitely one of the most difficult things, but I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that, no.
Much has been made about Eberflus. Some people are saying, well, look, it's his system. He hasn't changed it enough to the guys he's got.
Yeah.
It's communication issues.
Yeah.
What does Dante Fowler say?
I wouldn't say any of those things are an issue. Flus is doing a great job getting us ready to go and getting us ready to play. I would just say that really things aren't just lining up, but hopefully they can click soon. Yes, sir.
Look, you guys have an offense that's top five, top six. You're without CeeDee Lamb, the best wide receivers. This team's really defense clamping down from this thing being a solid playoff team.
Yeah.
What needs to happen for y'all to kind of slow things down and take that next step?
We just need to look within and do what we need to do to win games. We need to stand up and do what we need to do to finally get people down and win the games that we can win.
Sir, thank you.
So,
I was so distracted by Pop Smoke talking right there.
There's a lot going on back there. There's a lot going on.
I'm just saying, now I'm talking about Dante Fowler. He's got a deep old voice.
Well, and it's hard to start off when he says, hey, man, feel good.
wrong emotion. Wrong answer.
Okay, everybody feels good. But he's a veteran. I mean, he's saying the right things. But your thoughts on the we need to look within. Everybody's looking around waiting for another guy to make a play. I thought that was very telling, though, and I appreciated his candor.
Well, first of all, shout out to you getting the great interview. It's not easy. I'll say this. I'm in the locker room a lot of times with Fred and without Fred, and it's a lot harder than it looks trying to tell the player that didn't play well, why did you not play well, and elaborate on that and not just give a 5-second answer. Because they could even, I didn't play well.
Did you appreciate my tiptoeing around?
I did. At the beginning, I didn't know if you were going to get a question out. You were like, not playing well, team. And then I love how you said the team's pretty much good except for the defense. Offense, top five, top six, no CeeDee Lamb, put up a 40-burger. It's you guys that's holding them back from being a playoff team. Your thoughts, Dante? What does Dante Fowler say about that?
We just gotta put it together. We gotta make the plays. The guys are here. I wouldn't blame Flus.
What did you think of that?
I thought you did a good job being PR, and he did a good job being PR.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do have to look with them because they've got all the pieces. It's as far as like on the defensive line front. It's no one. We didn't look at it. Defensive line and go, man. There's no way you can generate any kind of pass rush. You've got the worst D-line in all of football. We're like Ken
Clark. Thought the DNs with anything, like, okay, yeah, you're losing Micah, but hell, if there's a depth, if there's a position of strength,
quote unquote,
we said this before.
We did say this before the season. Defensive line. Now, I was a little bit more bullish on the whole defense, but the defensive end group, I said, that's the deepest group on your team. Out of the corners, linebackers.
Is it bullish or bearish? I think bearish is what you
would. I think it's bullish.
Bullish means you feel good about it. Bearish means you don't feel good about it.
I mean, if that's a thing, I've never heard bearish before.
Yeah, no. If you're bullish on something, you're good. You feel good about it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you weren't bullish on the defense. Okay. You were bearish about the defense. You literally said,
okay, I was bearish.
Yeah,
maybe that's another
bearish.
Word.
Yeah.
Look at you, just finna explode. You're
No, because I remember specifically.
No, I know I said the defense.
Because you were right. Because I was like, oh, this is you. Because you were very adamant. Oh, this is a bottom five defense. I mean, look, I'm not.
Look where we're at.
No.
I might have given him too much credit.
No. You were.
Might be them and the Dolphins back every week.
I was about to say bottom three sounds good.
You're not wrong. I mean, this defense is tough.
You want to play your Brock Hoffman?
Okay. So we've heard Jadeveon. We've heard from Dante. All right. Very monotone, very kind of like, you know, saying all the right things. Here's Brock Hoffman. You got the two guys that gave up 40. Here's from the guy that scored 40.
Brock, can I holler at you just real quick? Real quick, real quick.
Because right, I had to adjust. Guys, I was like, oh, wait, they actually played well.
Right now. A, nobody really gave you a chance at all against Green Bay. Just kind of right now, what's the feeling overall?
Me personally, I'm upset. I wanted to win. Obviously, you don't want to end in a tie. But when you look at it, you know, you put 40 points on the Packers. Obviously, people talk about them being a good defense. But, you know, we felt like no matter who goes in for our offensive line, we have a standard, and that's the way we're going to play, too.
You have stepped in. You haven't missed a beat. Well, let's put it this way. You haven't missed a beat. But as far as, like, you know, Cooper goes down, nobody wants to see that. But when you stepped in, have missed a beat. How's your overall game feel right now?
You know, I feel like I'm playing pretty good. Obviously, there's some things I need to clean up. But, you know, it's second start to the year. It's September football. And, you know, I'm just taking it day by day and trying to figure out those little details that I need to fix and just keep working from there.
No sacks for Dak today. I think the last I saw in late fourth quarter before we went down to the field, he had one, maybe two quarterback hits. How does that as a unit feel, considering, you know, you're missing Booker, right?
Damn good, because it's a good pass rushing unit. They got some good guys in the D-line that can really pass rush, but I felt like we took advantage of them in the run game.
Did you and Mike have any trash talking going on today?
No trash talk. I had my hands on him one time to give him a little shove, and he bitched at the ref, but other than that was it.
Overall, what's kind of the, like I said, most everybody I've talked to said they have never been involved in a tie before, so it's kind of like this weird feeling of, like, you're not happy, but you're not sad either. What do you take from today as a group? You're 1-2-1 into next week.
Yeah, I think obviously offensively and really as a team as a whole, but I obviously I'm an offensive player. I'm not going to speak for the defense, but you just look at the things that you did well, build off that, look at the things you didn't do well, try to correct that throughout the week, and go attack it. And who do we play next week?
Jets,
yeah, and then apply it to the Jets game, you know.
That's it. Hey, appreciate you, brother.
Fantastic job again, Fred. You're getting some text in. Take some cojones to ask the questions that Fred asked. Phenomenal interviewer.
Somebody also did say that someone's going to crash out on me at some point.
That's the risk you take. I mean, you ask good questions. Sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable.
And that's why, look, you go in there. You can't just throw them softballs. Hey, guys, how was tonight? No, I mean, again, it's a give and take. Because I think part of their thing is why they're letting you, because I'm going to tell you right now, outside of Trayvon Diggs, wasn't a lot of one-on-ones being done. Wasn't a lot of one-on-ones being done Sunday night. The two guys that they did a scrum with was Kenny Clark, 10-year guy, so he knows what to say, and Trayvon. Mm-hmm. Not many else out there. So anyway, all right, coming up next, we haven't really had a chance to get any scrums with this guy. Why? Because he's the latest Dallas Maverick, the next superstar, Cooper Flagg. We spent time with him yesterday. Mavs Media Day, Fan After Dark, represent. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.